Timberdark, Wranglestone, Book 2. Written by Darren Charlton and read by Hunter Stanford. Some communities had islands to protect them from the dead. Others had vast glaciers and mountains. Over in Arizona, where long black roads shimmered like licorice sticks out across the desert, the National Park Escape Program was without rival. Seen from space, Grand Canyon looked like the earth had been torn wide at the skin. It was as violent a wound as a bloody gash to the bone. Only it was a river, not a blade, that had quietly cut a mile deep into the rock over millions of years, giving those survivors living in the valley below a maze of walls to hide in, and a fall from the top that made bone dust of the dead. To the north, Yellowstone had none of those things to protect it. The land was flat and unguarded, and would have been prone to ravage from its wandering herds if it weren't for one thing. The earth held a secret. While the air up there was so cold it glittered like finely ground diamonds, a little piece of hell bubbled away just below the surface. Acid in the ground turned trees into tinder. It burned the grass off the land, making the soil scab with wet copper pools like freshly scalped skulls. Only raised boardwalks kept Yellowstone's inhabitants safe. They crisscrossed the park, stopping a sturdy boot from breaking through the earth's thin crust, while a series of little wooden stepping stones and movable walkways broke the path from one cabin to the next, keeping the dead from every door. Yellowstone had a volcano deep in its heart, and its broiling skin was the deadliest of all the park's natural defenses. And yet, when the great geysers burst, rousing plumes of hot water and chattering go-shocks up into those roaming skies, this place was damn near perfect. Crying shame, then, that this life beneath the doming blue was all but coming to an end. Wyatt lifted the pan from the blue flame, swilling dregs of fizzing coffee round the rim, and watched the snow dance across the cabin window. He yawned. He scratched his butt. He considered taking a piss in the sink while Daisy was still asleep, just so he didn't have to use the outhouse. He thought again. He poured the pan, taking brief pleasure in the sting of heat curling up from the enamel cups, and threw another log on the fire.